The state has found traces of lead in the drinking water at every school it's tested. So far, that's only 16 schools, which were part of the statewide pilot project. At 5 of the schools, there was enough lead in the water to require immediate action. And now the Scott administration says it could take more than 3 years to test every single tap in every single school. As VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, some lawmakers and clean water advocates say that's much too long to wait.
It's just before lunch at Union Elementary School in Montpelier, and there's a lot of activity around the water taps.
You want me to wash dishes? Today's my day. Yeah.
The water here at Union Elementary School is safe to drink. The kitchen staff knows that because Union Elementary is one of the only schools in the state that voluntarily tested its water for lead. When the state announced the results from the pilot study back in the fall, a parent heard about it and asked if the Montpelier-Roxbury School District would pay for its own testing. Superintendent Libby Bonesteel says she thought it was worth spending the district's money on the water tests.
I have a strong belief system that we can't fix things unless we know about them, and we want to make the best, safest environment for our kids here. So if we have lead in our water, we need to know about that.
The testing here showed the school's lead content is below the EPA limit. But since the state's pilot report came out in September, clean water and public health advocates have been waiting for the Scott administration to come up with a plan for the rest of Vermont's schools. New Hampshire and Massachusetts require all public schools to test their water for lead. But Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Emily Bodecker says Vermont is not yet ready to force schools to test their water.
So right now, we are saying you should. That's an important thing. We believe that all schools should be tested. And there is absolutely an opportunity for schools to come in as early as they can work it into their work plan. And the dates that we have are the outlier dates by which we will have been chasing and working with all schools.
Bodecker says she hopes schools with a kindergarten class can start testing early next year. For all the other schools, the state hopes to wrap up the lead testing before June 2022, 3.5 years from now. Jen Duggan is director of Conservation Law Foundation Vermont, and she wants the administration to explain how it came up with the 3-year timeline.
Vermont is way behind already in terms of requiring mandatory testing in schools for lead. And it's just not acceptable to allow 3 more years to get this testing done.
Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says he'll start early in the upcoming legislative session to get a more aggressive testing schedule in place. Ash says the Scott administration's plan to give schools 3 years to test would likely lead to a public health divide, with richer districts having the resources to test their water while the poorer districts push the testing off as long as possible.
We have a view in the state of Vermont that every kid deserves an equal education. We know that lead, especially in the case of children, can actually prevent the development of the young brain and their bodies. And so, just like we have a commitment to equal education, we have to create an equal environment for these kids to learn in.
And Bennington County Senator Brian Campion says he'll introduce a bill that lowers the safety threshold from 15 parts per billion, which is the EPA limit which the state uses, to 1 part per billion.
I don't know how they got to 15 parts per billion, but again, the American Academy of Pediatrics and others are saying, you know, there's no good level of lead that kids should be drinking. And if it's going to take legislative action to move that number to get it to 1 part per billion, I think that's what makes sense.
Under the state's proposed plan, the water testing must happen during the school year. The schools must collect the water samples and then inform parents when the results are available. The state also says school districts will be responsible to remediate or remove any fixtures that are leaching lead into the water. Vermont Health Commissioner Mark Levine says for some districts, it will be a heavy lift, and he defended the state's 3.5-year timeline.
We can't impose something on schools that they're not prepared to comply with. It's a complex program, and there are many taps in each school. Each tap has to be tested multiple times. Then, depending on the findings, there has to be retesting. So I just want it to be done right, and I want all Vermont kids to benefit from it and be protected.
The Department of Environmental Conservation is putting together a database to both handle all the information that will be gathered and make it easy for people to track how their schools are doing. The state says it's applying for federal funding to help pay for the testing program. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.